Three, two, one, and...
Now it's time to get back to what matters, the show.
What day is it?
Friday.
Friday. Friday.
Try and keep up with the acronyms.
CGIS.
Is it Friday already?
We're going to do this.
It's going to be fun.
It's Friday.
Party time.
Happy morning, everyone.
I demand entertainment.
I hate morning radio.
You're going to hate me more than the other vowels hate Y.
Quiet. I hear something.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning and welcome to Friday. At least it's mild out there. It's like, you know, 66 degrees in Boston. It's going to be up to 80 today. A lot of clouds around. Could get some sprinkles around through the day today. And it kind of be a cloudy, sprinkly kind of weekend coming up. So, here we go. Friday morning. Things we have coming up on the program today. We got a win a grand in 60 seconds coming up in just 10 minutes here. We have a special comedy guest, Lori Kilmartin, from, she's a writer, actually the big writer for Conan O'Brien's show.
Wow.
She's a very funny lady. I think she's had a couple of Emmy nominations, too.
That's impressive. Pretty,
very,
some great
very
books,
impressive.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Got some books on being
I can't
a
say it on the radio.
Yeah, one of them you can't see on the radio is in the top 10 in the New York Times bestseller list, too.
I love that.
Okay, so we got today's National Donut Day. You can go out and get free donuts today. We'll tell you how to do that.
I turned mine down. It's like an angel died.
Donut ring toss is always fun.
Always. Oh, Hank, I ran across the latest from Crocs.
You did?
You got to have a pair of these. We'll explain this.
I have
up
my Crocs
morning.
On today.
Do
yes.
you really?
Yes.
Okay. The educational segment of the program
can't
today.
Even.
No, you can't.
This is
go ahead.
The bet you didn't know segment.
Okay.
Where does the dollar sign come from? You know the dollar sign?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did that come from? We're going to learn that right here this morning on the show. So LeBron James, despite LeBron James scoring 51 points last night, Cleveland gets beat by Golden State in overtime. Amazing.
God punished him for
stunned.
That suit that he wore.
I know. Did you see the suit
he
had on?
I like the suit. I like that look.
The suit with short pants?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. Maybe it's a Prince George thing, but I like it. I like it. And the guys from Vanderpump Rules wear them sometimes, too.
Oh,
it looks like the kind of thing you would wear in Bermuda.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. I know that I spent yesterday looking up the word feckless.
Yes. Did you look up the other word? You didn't look up the other word.
Okay. We'll talk about that in Dirty Laundry.
Okay. And today we're going to try to, I don't know if we can do this, we're going to try to solve the mystery, what is middle age? How old is middle age? Is there a target age?
And is it an insult? Does it need rebranding?
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
On the line with us this morning is Maria Frazier. Maria is an administrative assistant from Fall River, Massachusetts, and she's going to be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Good morning, Maria, and how are you this morning?
Okay. Good, and you?
Good, thank you.
Take a letter, Maria.
You feeling good?
Do people sing that to you a lot?
Are you feeling...
I get that a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you feeling confident?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes I watch Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek asks people, you know, how did you prepare for Jeopardy? I'm thinking, how do you prepare for Jeopardy? Is this stuff, you know, have you prepared for this?
Oh, yeah, the 4 minutes I was on hold, I studied everything I could.
Okay, good for you. Okay, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. Anytime you don't know something, just say pass, move on. You get to the end, you got time left over. We come back, pick them up, you get them all right in 60 seconds. We hand you $1,000. It's that simple. Are you ready to play?
All right, I'm ready.
LB, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
You can find the Lauren and Wally Show where on the radio dial?
105.7.
True or false, butterflies or insects?
True.
What was the name of the Disney cartoon character who sang I've Got No Strings?
Pass.
Which mean character appeared in A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens?
Scrooge.
What's a female deer called?
A doe.
What was Al Capone's most common nickname?
Pass.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
Who was the lead singer of the Go-Go's?
Oh, pass.
In the show Breaking Bad, what subject did Walter White teach?
Science.
In terms of slang, what's a padiddle?
Pass.
Okay. Okay. What was the name of the Disney cartoon character who sang I've Got No Strings?
Expired.
You did well. Your passes sort
okay,
of.
Okay, you got one, two, three, four, five,
six. I'll give you
five,
six. I'll give you Walter White.
I'll give you on the Walter White. I'll give you that one.
All right. Okay. The name of the Disney cartoon character who sang I've Got No Strings was Pinocchio.
Oh.
Al Capone's most common nickname was Scarface. Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer of the Go-Go's. You said science was, but he was a chemistry teacher specifically, but that's okay. And a padiddle, in terms of slang, is one when one headlight is out on a car.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah. Maria, for you, we have a consolation prize. A pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates, June 7th, the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale right now, LiveNation.com. And we're going to give you a free oil change. A free oil change at VIP Tires and Service, redeemable at any location in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Visit VIPauto.com. Enjoy the prizes in the consolation round, and thank you very much for playing the game today.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. Okay, coming up next, we got three things for you today. Oh, by the way, if you haven't signed up to play this game, you could be next. Sign up, log on to WRR.com, and you could be our next contestant, okay, and win a fabulous prize.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, as promised, everybody, here we go. There's 620 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into Maine's only combination bank and landscaping company when we hear...
Good morning and welcome to Bangor Savings and Loan. How can I help you?
Yeah, yeah. Say, listen, I just got this check returned from you people and it was marked insufficient funds. I can't believe this.
We can't believe what?
Well, the check was only for $27.38.
Let me see. Well, that's correct.
Well, you'd think a bank your size would have more money than that.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
So this really kind of blew you away, right? Because you were just really shocked, huh?
Yes, Howard Stern. I mean, I can't believe what's happened. So Howard Stern, angry, you know, mean. He was like, what, 90s? He was just like, shock radio and... Just, I could never really listen to him because I just had this nasty quality about him. I really didn't like him.
Yep, okay.
And you know what? He was on David Letterman's My Guest, Next Guest Needs No Introduction, the season finale on Netflix. And he was explaining to Letterman on why he was so mean and why he's not anymore. And here's what he had to say.
I had to stop listening to your show early on because I heard myself being talked about in unflattering ways. And I thought, holy crap, I don't need this. But something happened, and you and I became friendly or friends, and for a myriad of reasons, I received from you a heartfelt apology. What was the change?
I've apologized to a lot of people. I think I did a lot of growing up, and I do attribute this to psychotherapy. I was just a young man full of rage. There was no rhyme or reason to it. I could not love anyone. I couldn't respect anyone. I just thought this was who I was. Mm-hmm. And I think through psychotherapy, I started to fall in love with life a little bit. I started to appreciate what was good. And one of those things was my relationship with you. And I was ashamed. Words had no meaning to me. Words didn't hurt. Of course they hurt me if somebody says something bad. But as far as I was concerned, everything's a joke. So when I would talk about your ratings or talk about your relationship or anything like that, I assumed he doesn't care, but it did hurt. And, you know, I was like, why am I hurting this guy I love so much and admire? And really, this is somebody I could maybe talk to and relate to because we've been in the business a long time, and maybe he could teach me something or I could...
I can't teach you anything. But
So there you have it. I mean, it's pretty interesting that he recognizes how hurtful his words were to a lot of people, and not just celebrities, but just generally people he made fun of, and, you know, he just... So I kind of like this new Howard
Stern.
He
was the shock jock, because it was a scorched earth policy.
Yeah.
Nothing stood in the way, because everything was about ratings. station.
I know, and I just think that you take a lot of people down when you scorch the earth.
That's right.
I think
that's why we've never cared about ratings.
And it's paid off. I think we've done a pretty good job
on
that.
Really,
really shows.
Coming up next on the Lauren and Wiley Morning Show, an amazing effort happened last night out on the West Coast in Oakland. I mean, LeBron James scores 51 points, and they lose the game to the Warriors. And it may have been a lapse in memory by one of the players that cost Cleveland the game. We'll explain all of that.
Didn't happen to a nicer guy.
I know. It's amazing here. Okay, so when my kids were, six, seven, something like that, I was the coach for the youth basketball team, the little kids basketball team.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Okay, now I was no Brad Stevens, but I knew the basics of the whole thing. And you always got some kids who have a short attention span. So you try to, drill into them all the time. You have to pay attention when you're playing in the game. And I completely remember one kid who played on the team, and he always brought his dog to the games with him. And to games and practice. And he would tie his dog up at the end of the bench.
Really?
And so
very Mayberry.
Yeah, it was very Mayberry. And so my team would be down, at least four of my team members be down one end of the court.
Spanky and the rest of the gang.
Yeah. And this kid is down petting his dog.
Right under the peach basket? under the peach basket?
Yeah, yeah, right. You got to pay attention. Okay, so a similar thing happened last night in the NBA championship game. Okay, get a load of this.
All right, so it's game one of the finals in Oakland. Warriors heavily favored against the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Game comes down. George Hill is at the foul line to take free throws. 5 seconds left. He makes the first one. He ties the game.
Right.
Yeah. Five seconds left on the clock.
5 seconds left. Okay.
Nobody thinks that Cleveland's got a shot in this series. Hill misses the second shot. J.R. Smith grabs the rebound under the basket. Instead of putting it back up for a potential game-winning shot.
And he could have been fouled and had a couple of shots.
Could have been fouled.
Yep. Okay.
He grabs the ball. He dribbles the ball. He runs back toward half court, dribbling the ball to run out the clock.
Oh, my God.
Thinking that the Cavaliers had the lead.
Yep.
Clock expires. Game's tied, goes to overtime.
Then they get spanked in overtime.
Total brain cramp last night. Couldn't happen to a better guy. That's the guy that pushed Al Horford when he was midair
during the Celtics
series. And then the Warriors just danced all over them in overtime, and so they go on to a 124-114 win in game one.
Pay attention, boys.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And LeBron James, I mean, you have to give the guy credit. He had 51 points last night. I mean, he is carrying the entire team on his shoulders.
The face he makes at J.R. Smith at the end of that play is just amazing, though. That's going to be an internet meme for eons.
Yeah,
you bet.
I feel like I make that face a lot to my husband.
You mad, bro? You mad, bro? Oh, it's unbelievable. I guess you'd have to say they came up a little short. Did you see what LeBron wore before the game?
Yes.
Everybody shows up in nice suits, very expensive. LeBron shows up wearing a nice suit, got beautiful dress socks and nice leather shoes on with a pair of shorts.
Yeah, but like they were dress shorts. They were like Bermuda shorts. He looked good. He's got nice.
He may look good on Prince George, but not on the King.
He looked like he was fronting an AC/DC tribute band.
Oh, my God.
I like it. There's something I like about it.
So ridiculous.
I don't know why. It's like a romper on a man.
Oh, man. Go to WROR.com. You can see it. It's ridiculous. Wow. Red Sox, they got off to a slow start. And Houston last night, they lost to the Astros 4-2. Stros got to Drew Pomeranz for 4 runs in 5 innings. Xander Bogaerts, a 2-run double. Andrew Benintendi had 2 hits. Chris Sale on the mound against Gerrit Cole tonight. Sox lead over the Yankees down to 1.5 in the American League East. Patriots wrap up this week OTAs with a practice today. The mandatory minicamp starts next Tuesday. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, both expected to attend. Game 3, Stanley Cup Finals, Sunday in D.C. The Caps and Golden Knights tied at 1 game apiece. And a big announcement yesterday down at Foxwoods. New Hampshire Motor Speedway and Foxwoods Resort Casino have announced a new major partnership.
Yeah, it's going to be the Foxwoods 301, the July race up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And we had the chance, Timmy G and I, we do this little NASCAR podcast called the Wicked Fast Podcast.
Yep.
We got a chance to talk to the hottest guy in NASCAR right now, Kevin Harvick.
It's a fun place to come race. I feel like this is a region that really understands racing a little bit more than some of the places that we go. And kind of a hidden gem in the racing world just because of the fact that they are so well educated on racing in general.
See, he likes us New England fans, so go to WROR.com/WickedFast for the entire podcast and interview.
I mean, Kevin Harvick is the LeBron of NASCAR racing, right? I mean, he's the best.
He wears long pants.
He does. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, Coach Lou for the Cleveland Cavaliers told J.R. Smith he can't bring his puppy to the game anymore. Okay. Wow. Now, coming up next right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, it's Brian Bellbuster. And today we're doing...
Well, we're going to call Dennis. Speaking of husbands not paying attention, I don't know if Dennis is paying attention to the big dance recital, so we're going to call him and mess with him.
We've had some issues with the music rights. We can't reproduce the music to a large audience, unfortunately.
Okay. So what are the girls dancing to?
Well, the girls will still be dancing to their music, but they'll all have headphones on so that they can hear the music and dance along to it. But we won't be able to hear the music. So it'll be kind of a silent auditorium.
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
So Dennis's daughter has a dance recital coming up, and his wife Rita does not think he's been paying attention. So we're going to call Dennis for his birthday and get him with a Brian Bellbuster and tell him a few of the changes for the big dance recital.
Hello?
Hi, try to reach Denise's parents.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi, this is Lee Melicon from Tafaso Hajnamak School of Dance.
Oh, hello, Lee. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Getting ready for the big recital. I know everybody's excited.
Yeah, Denise is gearing up and getting ready.
Yeah, there were a few changes. We sent home a little flyer. I don't know if you got all of the changes that were going on.
I don't know. Maybe my wife got it. I don't think I saw it. What are the changes?
Got just a couple of the things on recital day. I know you've already bought your tickets. There will be no saving seats. A lot of controversy last year, so just make sure everyone that you've got, you know, all go in at one time and get seats. You can't really save seats.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, sure. It can be kind of a rush when the doors open, I know. So, you know, a lot of times they send the fastest person ahead. You know, we can't do that.
No. I mean, I get that.
But, yeah. Yeah, no flash photography this year. It was kind of distracting to the girls. We'll actually be collecting everyone's cell phones when you go in. When you give your ticket, you'll have to give your cell phone over, too.
All right. That seems a little extreme, but...
Well, unfortunately, people can't follow the rules. And we'll have photo and video packages available after the show, of course. You know, they start at like $100, I think.
$100?
Oh, yeah, for the whole package, you know, like the video, the pictures, all that.
That seems rather...
And then flowers. I know, you know, you like to bring flowers for your little girls.
Right, yeah.
There have been a few allergy-related issues, so if you bring, fake flowers, or we'll be selling just stems out in the in the lobby, you can buy just a bouquet of stems.
What's the point of stems? I don't...
Well, it's still representative of the flowers, you know, it's still the thought that counts.
I really don't recall any of this in this...
Yeah, it should have been on that flyer that went home. I'm sure your wife mentioned it to you. And then, also, just so you're aware, we've had some issues with the music rights. We can't reproduce the music to a large audience, unfortunately.
Okay. So what are the girls dancing to?
Well, what we've come up with, the girls will still be dancing to their music, but they'll all have headphones on so that they can hear the music and dance along to it. But we won't be able to hear the music. So it'll be kind of a silent auditorium. The girls will hear the music. You'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell.
No. This can't be serious.
And then costumes. I know you guys already paid for the costume. Those are really cute, and they look great.
And expensive.
Yeah, they're back ordered. They are not going to get in time. So we've put up a PDF on our website. So if you go and print out the PDF, we need everyone to make their own costumes by recital time. And there's kind of a guide of what fabrics you need and buttons and everything that you can sew on. Do you have a sewing machine?
I'm gonna have to ask Rita, my wife. I don't.
You don't know if you have a sewing machine? Did you take home ec in school, you know, learn how to sew? It was very important. You didn't think it would be, but now, here you go. You're going to have to make this dance costume.
Are you kidding me?
No refunds on the ones you had to order either, sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
So we hope you have a good time. We'll see you at the recital, right?
Yeah, I guess. Probably going to have to back out on a lot of this. This is getting very silly and very weird.
Yeah.
It's
you know why it's silly and weird, Dennis?
Why?
This is a Brian Bellbuster, Dennis.
Oh,
Brian Bell from Lorne and Wally. Are you looking forward to the big recital?
I am now that I know that everything was a joke, right? This wasn't...
Yes.
Right?
Okay, great.
Yeah, your wife, Rita, that'd be fun to have a little fun with you with your daughter's dance recital.
Oh boy, she loves her fun. All right, well, you got me.
Make sure you pay attention to those flyers that come home from dancing school.
Yeah, well, next time I'll just look at every single word and participle.
Oh, good use of participle. Hey, you can get Rita back on her birthday, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will.
All right.
I'll call you guys and get her back.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lauren Wally Show on WROR, Dennis.
Thanks for the laugh, guys.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so we actually got into this so deeply now that we're delving into the actuarial tables.
Oh, boy, I know.
Because we're talking about, we have this, not a disagreement, but discussion about when is middle age. And what do you...
Descriptives.
Can you put a number on it? Could you put a number on it?
Well, I mean, there's this whole debate, and there was a story in the Globe yesterday by Beth Titel about whether or not, you know, middle age should be a thing, and where is it? Because it's such a weird concept now that people are living longer, and it puts you in this little weird space, and we don't like it. And I think that middle age, to me, is kind of like being in the middle of the average life. So if the average life expectancy for a human being right now in the United States is average 80 years old.
Right, yeah. Which it is.
Then 40 would be your middle age.
No. Nope.
You're middle aged.
I don't think so.
You disagree with that, right?
Yeah,
well,
you think it's a state of mind, right? I'm 44 and I don't think I'm middle aged.
But yeah.
Here's why.
Okay, yes, explain this.
Here's why. I feel like middle age, you know, you think like midlife crisis, like buying a sports car and kind of freaking out,
yeah,
which would be great, except I think we've started to have kids later.
Yeah.
So now, like, my kids, I'm more like in the weeds of like young kids. You know, they're 4 and 8, so I can't go out and buy a sports car yet.
Because you got to figure saving
gotta give
for
it,
college and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I
got to
give it like another
yeah,
like
okay.
10 years maybe. So I'm feeling like in my.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, okay, so if you're going to look at it like
10,
that,
right?
If you're going to look at it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what about, how about J-Lo? Is J-Lo middle aged?
Yeah, she's a middle-aged woman.
She's 49.
Yeah, okay. She's old, actually. No, I'm kidding.
Because I saw a thing yesterday, and was running, and she looks like she's 20.
Until you get close. That's why she's running.
Oh. See, my definition of middle age is when, as an adult, you say, oh, my God, I can't wait to take a nap. That's when you know you've hit middle age.
I think that's old age.
Well, I don't know.
I think it should, you know what?
Kids tire you out.
I think that there should be just young and old. You know, you're young and then you're not. You're skinny and then you're not.
What, A or B? One or the
other.
You
know, it's like there's just that middle part. It's just, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't exist. It's,
well, hang on. We got Fred. Hey, Fred. So what do you say, Fred?
Hello.
Hey, Fred. Oh, Fred, can you hear me?
Fred's got a phone from the Middle Ages,
okay, got,
actually.
Lillian's online. Hey, Lillian, how you doing this morning? Lillian?
Hello? Oh, you know what happens when you're middle-aged? You can't hear.
Maybe
that's right.
Hold on.
Try that. Lillian, could you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the deal, Lillian?
I think that middle age is somewhere... Yes?
Yeah? Somewhere where?
Hello? I think that middle age is somewhere between 35 and 50.
Okay, Lillian, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, you know what, Lillian?
I haven't hit the point of 35.
What do you think is old?
I think old is 80.
Okay.
Sweet.
But what's over 50?
That's pretty.
Yeah, what do you think, like, if somebody is 52?
Well, I don't think that's... I think it's past middle age, but I don't think it's old.
Go to your room, Lillian.
Okay.
What do you think if he's 52 and wears your bright yellow Crocs?
Okay.
Stud.
Okay.
That would be a stud.
Hey, Lillian, have a really smurfy day, okay?
Okay. You too.
Okay. Later.
Brett, what do you say? Young. What do you say this morning, Brett?
Hello?
Yeah, Brett, what do you say?
There's only one true statement you can say about middle age. You never know when it's there. You only know when you look back.
Yeah, it's true.
That's very philosophical, Brett.
Right. That's a little depressing. It's true.
I agree with your
concept, Brian, because if you think of it as a number thing, the middle age could be like 35 to 50. But you think of it more as like a state, not a number.
Right.
I think that there's one telltale sign when you have left middle age.
Oh, really?
It's when you don't care anymore.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay.
again to the yellow crock.
Okay. Yep. I'll help you on that. You with that,
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hey, that's 38 special. Speaking of middle age, 38 is special. Morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, it's time for your 720 Men for Maine, everybody. So, as promised, here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem appears at Bangor Airlines to book a flight, and we hear...
Well, good morning, and welcome to Bangor Airlines. What can I do for you?
My name is Lem, and I'd like to book a flight from Bangor to Machias.
Okay. Will you be using a credit card?
Yes, I will.
Well, will you spell the name as it appears on your credit card for me?
Sure. V-I-S-A.
Okay, thanks. You're all set.
Join us again soon.
Wow.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so everybody's got a theory now about when is middle age here. We got, Janice is on the line from Hopedale. Yeah, Janice, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your theory?
My theory is, well, here's what I'm thinking. As I said earlier, I'm 73, but I still feel that I can do everything I did when I was 18. It just takes me a
everything?
Little longer.
Everything? It just takes you a little longer.
That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct. I believe that middle age is when you start to think about, should I collect Social Security or not? Should I take it at 62 or wait till I'm 66?
Really? Yeah. Really?
That's when middle age starts
working. That's good.
So you're talking about retirement is middle age time.
I believe it is because people are living till they're 80, 90. And as I said earlier, I have a friend's mom who is 101, lives independently, and still is young at heart. So it's... I believe
attitude?
If you want to give a definitive answer, it's when you start thinking about Social Security.
I think I'm still young because I don't think, should I take Social Security? I think, should I do that shot?
Yeah,
that keeps you young.
Wow. And you know what, Lauren? Yeah. You have a long way to go.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. See, and you guys thought I was in denial at 44.
Well, that's amazing.
Thanks, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
My kids are in their 40s and late 40s. Okay. And you know what? They're nowhere near middle age.
Well, have a great day, Janice.
And thanks,
got that
Janice.
John is on the line from Middleborough. What's your theory, John?
I think it depends on what you did to your body for the first 40 years of your life.
All right, you know, that just negates Janice's
theory. Excellent point on your part.
Wait a second, I'm dead.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, I work two jobs. I work in the prison system from 3 to 11. I had Fridays and Saturdays off, and I worked for a plumber 34 hours a week, and I did that for almost 17 years. And now that I'm 53... I feel like I'm 83.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Evan. Hey, go take a nap, okay? So you see these professional athletes showing up for a ball game. You know, it's a big deal. And they're all dressed up. They got suits on and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've seen that in live and in person, and it's nice.
And they do that on purpose because it's to instill the message that, hey, you're on a business trip.
Oh,
you know, this
hilarious.
Is all about business, you know?
Uh-huh. And, go ahead.
And... You know, I think it's probably pretty effective. So, last night, as usual, LeBron James shows up for the game because this is a huge game. This is a national championship, game one in the series between Cleveland and the Golden State Warriors. And he's got a suit on. But the amazing thing is, it was a suit with shorts.
Yes.
And it was like something you would expect to see, like maybe in Bermuda or something like that. So, and everybody's joking about the suit. And Brian was just saying he went to a couple of weddings last summer where it was really hot in the summer.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, it would have been nice to be wearing shorts, but I think it would look a little silly. I mean, it looked like LeBron was ready to front an AC/DC tribute band.
Right.
Well, yeah, it really did.
I like the look. I think it looks good.
Hank, would you wear that?
Not at gunpoint
would
I wear
surprising.
That.
Really?
Because you always go for that comfort over fashion.
That's
thing.
True. Right.
I mean, this looks like the ultimate.
You're a man who wears, Crocs, but you wouldn't wear shorts with a suit. Huh?
Millions of people wear Crocs. Millions of people do not wear a dress suit with shorts.
Well, that's probably true.
The other thing is, if he wanted to make it look classic Bermudian, he would have had higher socks, like up knee socks.
No,
would have improved the look
no
at
socks.
Him a little bit. Not the socks that traditional dress socks that only go mid calf. Those look stupid.
Okay.
I cannot believe the audacity of you calling LeBron James looking stupid as you sit here and wear bright yellow Crocs. You defeat your own purpose.
Well, you think I look stupid, so I think he looks stupid. It's okay.
No, I know you look stupid.
Okay, no. Here's the deal.
And I know you dye your hair.
Okay, this is the deal. The Crocs are... they can be very fashionable. For example,
thank you.
I just discovered this morning, Hank. This is amazing. A fashion company in New York called Alfie. They've just teamed up with Crocs to make luxury Crocs. Okay, now what do you pay for a pair of Crocs?
Well, most Crocs are like $45 to $60.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
Really?
I, however, will look for the on sale Crocs. That's why the bright yellow and oranges appeal to me.
Okay,
so
okay.
I pay like $10 to $15 for my Crocs.
Okay, we'll get a little.
That makes more sense.
You can get a pair of these Crocs are the luxury Crocs. They come with this is a pair of white Crocs with white tube socks built into them.
Oh!
And it's $140. Now, if you would like to see these...
Oh, I'd pay bust-out retail for those.
You can imagine how outstanding this would look with your shorts and your suit.
Wow.
Okay, you can go online to alfienewyork.com. That's alfienewyork.com. So I'm thinking $140. Why don't you follow Hank's lead and go in and get a pair of Crocs for $25 or something like that. Then you go down to Ocean State Job Lock and you get a whole tube of tube socks. Whole bunch of them for like $3.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Way ahead of the game there.
You know, I do have a pair of tie Crocs at home that have trimmed with leather and rawhide laces.
For a more formal occasion?
Well, that's when I like to wear khakis and a nice navy blue jacket when I'm going out on Martha's Vineyard over the summertime.
You know, would you please get a picture of that?
Gotta dress it up a little bit. I have it. You want to see a picture of those Crocs?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put them up at WROR.com.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh,
sweet-looking shoes.
You're stunned, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Your husband spoke at the State House yesterday. Yeah. Would you have preferred him in a pair of shorts with his suit?
Over Crocs any day.
I bet Dave could pull that look off.
I bet he could, too.
Yeah, when he was sitting
and
on your knee reading a book.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Here we go.
Yeah, time for your Dirty Laundry update with LBF. And what do we got on tap for today?
Okay, well, you won't believe who Jennifer Aniston's ex is hanging out with, clad in bikinis and whatnot. He's not, she is.
Really? Okay.
First, let's discuss the insult of the day and how everyone's paying for it. Samantha Bee is apologizing for calling Ivanka Trump a terrible word. I had to look up feckless yesterday, but it was the word feckless blank. And a couple of advertisers have dropped out of her show, and it's called Full Frontal, actually, and it's on TBS. I just have had it lately with just the constant insults.
Insults?
Like, you can't turn on something that's trying to make you laugh, and then all of a sudden you're like, geez, that was really, like, wow, harsh. And no matter what is going on in the world, it's just like, I just kind of wish that we would just tone down the insults. That being said... I don't know. I mean, I don't want a great debate here, but I don't know why we get our knickers in a twist over that word that she used. I mean, it's just a word. It's not like, and in America, it's only in America. Everywhere you go, if you go to Australia, they're dropping it constantly. Ireland, I mean, the kids practically say it. It's like, you know, it's like, oh,
I know,
they
I
practically
know
named their firstborn
in
that
England,
name.
In England.
Wow.
In Britain, Ireland.
All over the place, everywhere. Yep. It's just, you know, so... I don't know why we have such a strong aversion to that word. Because if somebody called me that word, I would be like, "All right, okay." I mean,
it. I think the word, like, just the sound of it, has a harshness to it that's like a little like, "Whoa."
I mean, should I tell? Like, no, I'm not going to say the word, but it starts with a C.
I think you all know the word.
And I just feel like people. I there are a lot of other things that I would not want to be called. That's kind of like, call me that. I feel like that's like a, I don't know, it's a badge of honor in a way.
It's,
like,
it's
boy, I must
have
been
thing.
A real jerk.
Like, some of the comedians we have known over the years, and one in particular, Tony V, was telling us about a show he's doing one time, and somebody, this guy comes out on stage, and he uses that word just bing, right out of the box.
Yes.
And he says, all the comedians just went, they froze and looked at each other.
Yeah.
Some reason, that word has an amazing way to cut right straight through everything.
I don't want to say strip it of its power. That seems wrong. But anyway, my point is that please let's try to stop insulting each other and using bad words on television. I just want to laugh. Okay, guess what? Jennifer Aniston's ex, Justin Theroux, whatever.
Yep.
Hanging out in bathing suits and at the beach with none other than Emma Stone.
Really?
Oh!
Really?
I feel like that's a little cradle rob. Just saying.
Yeah, all little right? Young.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds today, I do believe that we have a very competent player standing by. His name is, well, first of all, he's a manager at the Brookline Courtyard. He's from here, Massachusetts. His name is John Wright. So John is on the line with us right now. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Great, thank you. You're feeling confident, aren't you, John?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
See? Very strong candidate here
okay,
this morning.
Okay, all right, John.
Here's what's going to happen to you, John. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You're going to hear the timer in the background. When the 60 seconds ends, there'll be a loud, annoying buzzer. You try to get all 10 answers correct before that loud, annoying buzzer interrupts you, and we give you $1,000 in cash. You can say, pass at any time, and you can come back, time allowing to pick up those questions at the end. Are you ready to play?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the game in 3, 2, 1, go.
What's 11 plus 11?
22.
What's the capital of Mississippi?
Oh, pass.
What was the last name of the flight pioneers Orville and Wilbur?
Right.
Michael Jordan gave up basketball to try which sport?
Baseball.
What's the response to see you later, alligator?
Like wild crocodile.
What is Prince Harry's real first name?
Whose?
Prince Harry's real first name.
Prince Harry's real first name. Pass.
Fidel Castro led a communist revolution where?
Cuba.
What famous document begins with the course of human events? When in the course of human events?
Pass. Yeah.
Who said, I'm the president of the United States and I'm not going to eat any more broccoli?
George Bush.
Who played Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is the capital of Mississippi?
Mississippi. Oh, gosh, I know this one.
Ah! Well, you got 5 right, and you had to pass on a couple. You got a couple wrong, so let's review, Ella.
Okay. Jackson is the capital of Mississippi.
That's right.
Prince Harry's first real name is Henry. When in the course of human events is the beginning of the Declaration of Independence? And then you said George Bush, but it's George H.W. Bush.
But
you know what? I would have given
it
to you.
Yeah, we would give that to you. Okay, but we do have a consolation prize for you this morning, John. A pair of tickets to Hall and Oates. John Hall, John Oates and Daryl. Spit it out, Lauren. Daryl Hall and John Oates, June 7th, Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale right now at LiveNation.com. Plus, we're going to give you a free oil change. Oil change for VIP tires and service. Redeemable at any location in Massachusetts, New Hampshire. Visit VIPauto.com. So, enjoy the prizes. Thank you very much for being a member, and have yourself a great day today.
You too. Thank you.
Good job. Nice job, John.
Everybody else, next chance to play is coming up Monday right here at WRR. But you can't play if you don't register. So log on to WRR.com and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, we have an extreme treat for you this morning. Excuse me, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And she's stepped into the studio. And I think you're going to really, really like this. Her name is Lori. Hill Martin, and she's a writer. She's, first of all, you know this is a big deal when you see this, an Emmy-nominated writer. Okay, now that's...
She's a New York Times best-selling author,
that's
too.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a big deal.
And, I didn't win an Emmy, so...
But you nominated for an Emmy.
Nominated.
That's a big deal.
The book was on the New York Times bestseller list for 1 week.
Doesn't matter.
That's a big deal.
I know it doesn't matter, but it
was there. It's like, you were there.
Take
it's like
down a notch.
Okay, now the book, we can't really tell you the title of the book. We can just tell you, okay, it's like a crappy mom. That's
Shoddy Mom?
Shoddy Mom.
Shoddy
okay,
Mom.
That's right. Okay.
I like that.
And then she's got another book called Dead People Suck.
And that's the newest one,
that's
right?
The new
and
one.
I have it in my hot little hand
and,
here.
And then she got a one-hour comedy special called 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad. Now, not everybody can make jokes about that.
Poor guy.
So, good morning. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm at Laugh Boston this weekend, so it's my first time working at a club in Boston. I'm
really
super psyched. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's nice there.
Oh, it's great.
Would your dad be proud?
He would. Wow, Hank, you're really going in for the dad stuff.
I know,
because
I have two daughters, and I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, you can't imagine that they'll be joking and laughing about you after your demise.
Oh, I've already seen my own demise at home.
My dad would be, yeah, he'd love it. Yeah, he'd get thrilled.
So what, yeah, so your father was sick, and then, you know, you sort of have the special, you know, about your dead
yeah.
dad. Now you have this dead people suck. So what compelled you to decide that this was comedic material?
Here's the thing. My dad was in hospice, home hospice, and I normally when I go home, I would, you know, just do spots at night, do stand up at night, just
sure.
to get out
sure.
of the house, because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be near my mother. And so,
okay, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
maybe that's why your dad died.
Oh, he had the same feeling.
Yeah.
Declining chemo. No, let tumors know what they're doing.
Sure.
No, and my dad was doing home hospice, so I was there all the time, and I just was writing jokes about the situation, which was so surreal and crazy, that I just started tweeting them, and people started following me on Twitter. Patton Oswalt retweeted some of my tweets about my dad dying, and that sort of turned into a little thing.
Yep.
And then I did a special because I had all these jokes, and they were hard to sort of introduce in the middle of a show, like a regular stand-up show.
Sure.
You know, you're talking about your genitals yeah. or dating or whatever, and then so anyway, now let's go to cancel.
Thigh slapping comedy yeah. material, right? Yeah,
tough transition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really
so I slide that. Let me just call the show 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad, so everyone knows coming in what's
mm-hmm.
happening,
yeah, sure.
and
mm-hmm.
people aren't going to storm out. I did have people walk out.
Really,
you know, somebody. Yes, you know, whether they were just raw from that situation, that mm-hmm. they didn't want to hear it.
Do you think we should laugh more at grief? I mean, I know that's
to.
Weird.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's so unbelievable and so
yeah.
hard to take.
Yeah.
It's dark comedy. If you're not going to laugh, what are you going to do? You're going to cry the rest of your life? You
yeah.
know?
My dad was Catholic, and the Catholic Church, first of all, they bumped his funeral because somebody with more, like, fans died.
Really?
More Facebook friends?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, yes.
Wow.
They said, we can't do two in a day, and that was a younger person, so they figured this person would have a ton of friends coming, and
right.
my dad was 83,
wow.
so most of his friends were already dead. And
oh, my God.
So they moved us to Monday, which no one can go to.
Right.
Like, if the people that were still alive to see my dad, go to my dad's funeral, couldn't change their flights and stuff. It was really,
oh my God,
I can't believe this. And then they, we had, one of us was reading a letter from Paul to the Philippians, mm-hmm. and they wrote it in the program, Paul to the Philippines. It's like, wait a minute, this is your book. This is the only thing you do, and you can't spell that right. It was astonishing. Yeah.
You had one job.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Hey, how many shows? You got a show tonight, right?
One tonight and two on
tomorrow
Saturday.
Night. And it's at Laugh Boston. If you want to get tickets to this, simply go to laughboston.com. And you can actually call and talk somebody if you want to. It's 617-72-LAUGH, Laugh Boston. You're going to love this show.
I want to find out, when we talk to Lori in about 10 minutes here, I want to find out about your other book. Because
okay.
I want to know why you're such a bad mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to know, because you were on Oprah, right?
Pardon?
You were on Oprah.
Oh, for a second. I was just part of four female comics talking about vibrators. It was
Well, that sounds like a pretty good topic.
Wow.
Wow. In the meantime, Hank is here with an update on the commute. Hank, what's going on?
And that's what killed her father.
That's right.
93 South.
Oh, my God.
Slammed in at Spot Pun. I hope he didn't know about the amazing store.
He's still spitting in the grave right now.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, the Beatles, 105.7 WROR. Good morning, this morning, while you're not the greatest day today. It's just going to be kind of overcast today. We're going to get a shower sprinkle going on. But just be glad it's not 175 years ago today, because 175 years ago today, in 1843, Cleveland, Buffalo, and Rochester, New York, were getting snow. Okay, so be happy it's today. Okay, we got a great comedy guest in with us this morning. She's going to be playing tonight at Laugh Boston. One show, 8 o'clock tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You can get tickets, laughboston.com. She is an Emmy-nominated comedy writer. She writes for Conan O'Brien. She's been on all of the late-night shows and all that sort of thing. And she's also a best-selling author, as reported by the New York Times. And one of her books is all about what a horrible mother she is.
Okay, Laurie Kilmartin, thank you for coming. So
Thanks,
let me tell
Lauren.
You, you wrote a book called Shoddy Mom.
Sure.
And I have a question. If
yeah.
you bring your kid to, like, a bar a lot, does that make you a bad mom?
No, I recommend doing that. I bring my kids to comedy clubs all the time.
You do? Okay, great.
When he was first, and this is probably really annoying to people without kids, but, you know, after you have a kid, you're like, who cares about you?
Yes.
Okay? I'm providing someone that's going to pay into Social Security, that's going to fund your old age, so you better be nice to my kid.
That's a great attitude.
Yes. I would hire somebody like another comic,
yep,
who needed money to run around with me in New York City and be with my kid in the car while I ran in to do a spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it any famous comedian?
No.
Like Jerry Seinfeld's in the car with
Ray Romano. It was after the show. Yeah, right. He needed some money.
He needed some babysitting money.
So did your son ever go in the clubs with you? Or does he now? Or?
He does now, but he doesn't listen.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
They never do.
No, he's got an iPad and Fortnite, and that's all he needs.
Yeah. So what made you a shoddy mom?
I thought it was just, I didn't try to have a kid. I didn't want a kid. In fact, I was, you know, I actively throwing myself down flights of stairs to get rid of it.
But, not good. No.
So what my feeling was when he was born was like, you know, I'm done. Like, I could have gotten rid of you and I didn't. So you could be grateful. And
are you doing ads for the morning after pill?
That's a strong attitude.
So, you know, I do stuff for him, but I also feel like I'm holding on to myself, and you're not going to steal comedy from me, or you're not going to steal my soul from me. Like, I see children steal from other parents, you know?
What do they steal?
The will to live?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see their look in their eyes. They're like,
you know,
oh,
your soul, yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you like it 11 years later?
It's great. I love it. I mean, he's in the hotel room by himself right now. I'm like, if anyone asks, you're 12. So he's learned to lie. And
good. Well, you're a good role model.
Yeah exactly. Okay. This is how you get through life.
Okay. Listen, you're going to see this show tonight, 8 o'clock, two shows tomorrow night. You're going to love the show. Lori, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Laugh Boston. Just go to laughboston.com. Get your tickets. Have a great time while you're in Boston. Welcome to Boston, by the way. It's the first time she's come to Boston to do comedy.
You.
So have a great time, and thanks for being here this morning. Okay?
Thank you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.